All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
How you will receive us?
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names, and years later they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god.
Hey guys, so me and my brother, it was supposed to be a surprise, and it was supposed to be this huge elaborate thing, but we're going to see Ninja Turtles, and I thought, who better than to bring my brother to go see it? And basically, we only have 10 minutes to get there because my scheduling was terrible, and I thought it was going to start at 12:30. And we're in the car driving, so I don't know if it's going to make the audio bad or not, but really quick, what do you think the movie's going to be like?
I think it's going to be funny, because the turtles are funny. I think I'm going to be disappointed in the fight scenes. I think it's going to be very Transformers-y. I'm going to hate Megan Fox. I'm going to love Splinter. I'm gonna think Shredder's corny, and that's all I'm going into it right now.
I am super hyped for this movie, and I always do this thing where I gotta stop doing it. I always go on Rotten Tomatoes to see how it's doing, and it's like doing really bad now. It's like at 19%, but I'm really pumped. I think I'm gonna hate Megan Fox too. At first I didn't mind, but I keep seeing like she did this interview and she looks like she cares about it, and you can tell she's just like, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's just talking for the sake of the money or whatever. And I see the clips and I was like, I don't know. So Megan Fox, I don't think I'm gonna like. I think I'm gonna like everything else though, but I don't like that guy with her.
What guy?
He's in Arrested Development. Did you see a trailer?
Oh,
he's
yeah,
a
yeah,
cameraman.
Yeah.
But Will Forte, I think his name is. But yeah, I'm excited. I honestly don't know if I'll like it or not. But, yeah. So, here's a clip, guys, and we'll talk more when we get back. See ya.
You live. You die. You fight as brothers.
You batter up!
Remember, nothing is as strong as family.
Wait a minute. Spoilers and stuff?
Yeah, it's gonna be spoilers for
No spoilers or spoilers?
Spoilers.
Okay.
Alright guys, we just got back from seeing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I'm gonna go first just because I can get everything out of my mind. Movie started off good, really good. I started getting pumped, I started dancing, my brother noticed that. And then Megan Fox appeared. And I will say this, after a certain point, I like tried to be judgment free of her and just say like, okay, this is April O'Neil, let's see what happens. But every scene she popped up in, it was just like terrible. And I was like, out of all the people you could pick, why pick her? And like, then I started thinking about, if somebody gave me all this money, would I cast her as April O'Neil, seeing that? And I was just like, I don't know, no, probably not, because out of all the people in the world, why'd you pick her? And I guess maybe Michael Bay picked her or something. And that's another thing. People going into this, he did not direct it. Michael Bay produced it. A lot of people are thinking that, just to set that straight. But overall, I mean, they did this thing with the CGI. I don't know if it's just me, but did you feel like if they're moving so fast, it's just like confusing?
In one scene, I saw
like
that.
The CGI,
and, like the initial sewer scene when they were flipping through and
yeah, the CGI
back
is
home.
Just giving me a headache, and I thought they moved way too fast when they were fighting Shredder at times. I mean, even in the old one, The Secret of the Ooze, which is giant puppets, and it's still better than this one, right?
I like this one. I like
did
the
you
fight
like
scenes
it better
in this one.
Than
the
Secret?
Fight scenes I like better than Secret of the Ooze.
I mean,
yes.
Overall, did you like it better than Secret of the Ooze, though?
I can't compare them.
Okay,
two separate areas.
But,
I can't do it.
I mean, That's another thing. The CGI, I thought the fighting was way too fast. Shredder, I thought, could have been, like, less so bulky and teched out.
I thought his giant suit of armor was corny, but...
Yeah. And I was still like, could you give him a cape? just to walk out in, then he detaches it or something, just so he has that level of arrogance. Because if you remember, like, his first revealing in the original one was so badass. It was like a huge shadow appeared, then he had like a 16-foot cape in back of him. But I didn't like Splinter's... I'm just going off about what I didn't like, then I'll get into what I did like. But I didn't like Splinter's, like, dog nose. At first when I saw him, I was like, eh. And I had the guy doing Tony Shalhoub, who's Monk. He was the voice of Splinter. Which at first I was thrown off about. But then I really liked Splinter's, like... You could tell he cared about his sons when he was like, stay away. And then I got a little... teary-eyed, like, when he first starts fighting Shredder and everything. What I didn't like was there wasn't really any brotherly connection between the Turtles. You can see the connection between father and son with Splinter and the Turtles, but, I mean, there was no downtime. You know what I'm saying? There was no max and relaxing. It was always scene after scene after scene after scene after scene. And, like, even at the end, Raphael's like, I wish I didn't pick on you guys. You never see him pick on them. And
yeah, you just see him fighting with what was it, Donatello, the lead, or Leonardo.
Yeah, and there's no like downtime in this movie. There's no like just chilling and relaxing like they did in the other ones, where it's just like they're just talking. Everything Michelangelo said was a joke, which I get because he's Michelangelo. But
I loved it. I couldn't help it. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, that's like I said before we saw the movie. I expected it to be funny, and for the movie was funny. I thought that the Turtles were funny, like they were supposed to be like brothers. Funny jokes playing.
I would have liked it if they had more like brotherly connection, like they had some like real moments.
Yeah,
but
I
like,
think the only thing they had
the
was
the thing
that,
is, even when Raphael was getting his ass kicked
move,
by
that bucket game that they played.
I
like,
thought that was cool how they brought
that's
the that
connection
back.
Was that's yeah. all they had for the brotherly thing.
But I thought when Raphael was getting his ass kicked by Shredder, even Michelangelo was like, "Whoa, dude, that's harsh." I was like. Even they keep his mouth shut at that moment, they just cut to him, like, just staring, and he's sad. Then I would have been like, oh, you know, I didn't like it. He was joke, joke, joke. And they made Raphael, it was like they emphasized everything from the original films, which was like, Raphael was always the badass. But they, like, shot.
Yeah, they were very character true to everybody.
Yeah, they brought all the characters up, like, notches, which I was like, I kind of like them to be half that and half real. But... let's see, what else? Again, you brought it up, but I'm going to bring it up too. She's like supposed to be this super reporter that's underrated, and she's walking around in high heels trying to get caught in the subway.
Well,
it's like, take the heels
off. She
was being
stealthy in the subway, and she had high heels on. I was like, click, click.
And then that
click,
happens click, again click. At the end when they're sneaking up on the Sarks guy. It's like, click, 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 and he whips out a gun, and it's like, you could have just took the heels off. That Will Forte, maybe it's Will Arnett. It's one of those.
I think it's Will Arnett.
Yeah, Will Arnett. He,
I could be completely wrong.
I didn't mind him. I thought he was going to be the jokester. But
I thought he was horrible.
Really?
I hated him. Every line that he had, I hated
him. I thought it would have been a lot better if it was a kid working with her. Like a teenage kid
coming up. Kind
of
like, I can't think of it. I'll also remember if I think of it.
Yeah, but,
was it Charlie Bartlett, that movie? That guy with the curly hair? The guy that played the Russian guy in Star Trek? I feel like he would have been a good
guy. Oh, the guy with the... This is how you...
Yeah.
If they had him,
like
that's a good point. That would have
been
perfect. Chovak.
Yeah.
Something like that. But, again, I don't know who's writing the humor in this movie, but, like, Will Arnett and Megan Fox, they always joke around with each other, but it's not funny.
Right.
I wasn't laughing. It was like that type of thing where in the
funny.
Theater you felt the tenseness because nobody else was laughing in it.
Yeah.
But, let's see, what else... Yeah, I mean, recast... The things I would do to fix this movie was... I'd have more downtime moments. I'd keep the fighting... Just... I'd bring it down a notch. Because, I mean, I can't even see what they're doing half the time. They're moving so fast. CGI... I mean, I didn't think they'd have to... No, I guess they would have to CGI his armor. But bring down the armor and Shredder. Put a cape on him. Change the voice. I hated the voice. I thought it was a little too high. I thought it should have been a bit more menacing. Splinter just fixed his nose. Everything else I didn't mind. His eyes were a little creepy, how they're just blank black eyes. The turtles I were fine with. I love the bullet. like they can get shot and their skin is just so tough, even the front of it is that it just absorbs it. I love that. But this movie just moved so fast for me, and I just want to get everything out. Did I get everything? I thought they would, yeah, I just would have liked downtime. Like, I think they did a callback to Secret of the Ooze with you know how when they first appear, Splinter is standing above that, like, rainbow chandelier, mm-hmm. and the rainbow chandelier mm-hmm. at the end? Mm-hmm. I think it's the same rainbow chandelier that's in when they're in their original subway, right. in the original.
Yeah, it looked like the same lighting. The decorations and so were similar to the ones that they had in that train station subway station.
Well, I saw on YouTube they were doing a behind the scenes thing, mm-hmm. and they showed a couch made out of the Pizza Hut boxes. They showed each of the where they live, and they're like, this is where he. I'm like, it would have been great if, like, they showed Megan Fox around or. Whatever, and just like downtime, but every second it was just so full of action. But right. you go.
It was definitely like, I think people expected it. Like, people that grew up with it expected it to be more of a throwback, like pay homage to the old films, which it wasn't. He did his own version of it. I think that, like, with the cowabunga and things like that, like, they brought it back, which was nice. It definitely tried to be its own thing. I hated the script overall. I thought it was really poorly written. I thought I thought Michelangelo, Raphael, I thought that dynamic was funny. All his jokes I thought were funny. I laughed a lot. I'm easily amused, though. I actually thought the fight scenes were great.
Really?
I thought when they were traveling through the sewers, when they were escaping, I thought it was too fast because I had no idea what they were doing. Fights were great, but then again, I watch martial arts and ninja and samurai movies.
I do too, but the Japanese CGI just threw me off. It started giving me a headache.
All the time, so I thought it was both well choreographed and they did the graphics fine, but that's just on my part. I didn't like Splinter at first because I'm used to Harry.
Yeah, that's the
but
thing.
But they went with authentic.
He was like slimy sewer rat.
They went with actual
type.
Rat, which I got. Yeah. And after the first 2 minutes, like, I was over it.
Yeah, same.
He did great. He definitely had the best fight sequences in the whole movie.
When he's pummeling that guy.
Yeah, and I love how they used the use of the tail, which was new from all the films. That was fantastic.
Well, they cut off his
Shredder
one
moved a whole lot faster than I thought he was going to be able to move in that armor.
I know.
Which was completely fine. It made it better, because if he was going to be clunky, I was going to be pissed.
Yeah.
The retractable knives thing, forget about it. Not a huge fan.
Yeah, if he has magnets, I mean, why isn't he bringing in others?
Yeah, you know? I didn't... That dynamic I didn't really like. Like, keep it to martial arts. That's nice. There's still no slashing and blood ever in Ninja Turtles, except for the super, super, super original.
PG-13 and it's towards kids because it's Nickelodeon.
I really wanted
but...
to see, like, you know, somebody finally get skewered by one Ninja Turtle, but no, it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, I don't want to see that. I thought you were going to say Shredder.
I really wanted to see it happen because they're using weapons and all they're doing is deflecting and self-defense, which is fine. I get it. You know, with the teachings and everything, I understand.
The one thing of writing I did like how... The original is, and I'm gonna love the original no matter what.
Now, are we talking about the original, like, when they were dark in the comic book series, or are we talking
about the
children's film?
I'm talking about what we grew up with, the animated series and Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze.
Right, right.
Whatever the third one was, Passage of Time.
The horrible one.
Yeah, well, the TV series one was horrible. That's when I don't think their eyes moved at all.
Remember
they
the
had
concert
a girl,
one?
They had a
Coming
girl.
Out of Our Shells concert. That coming out of our shells.
That's what I saw. I saw that recently with William. But there was a girl turtle in the TV series. And they had the dragons. They were in the TV series, the ones that creeped us out. But in the movie, I like the thing where they weren't just mutated by an ooze dropped in the sewer. It was actually, I liked how they had, like, little thumb stickers on them. Mm-hmm. So the professors could say, this one's the orange one, this one's the blue. So that way, the turtles could tell which one they were. I like that she saved them. I like all that aspect. She put them in the sewer.
I like that dynamic, too.
Yeah. And I didn't like how, again, this is a huge spoiler, but every episode is going to be spoiler-free. Shredder's throwing his blades against that steel thing to make it tumble.
Mm-hmm.
His blades have to be so strong because it's steel against steel. To break it.
Yeah.
And even if you break one, it's not. But then I was like, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah,
but then again, I'm like...
The strength of the swords and the blades definitely wasn't consistent through the whole film. Because you see it break through certain things. And other things, it's like, no, I barely scratched it. And whatever, I get it.
I thought when he put that... I thought they killed him. Like, at first, the first time they kill him, they throw him off the edge. And you're like, that can't be it. That would be lame.
Right.
But then the second time, I was like, that's lame too. Because he just fell to the ground like a Jack Nicholson in... the original Batman.
I can see him not being dead, though.
Yeah, because he closed his thing and he snuck a little bit of ooze in him. And I thought when he did that, he was going to turn into Super Shredder and he was going to demolish.
I mean, you
got to
think he's in that armor, which is like blah, 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 armor enforced, and he falls fine. He could survive. I also think that when Splinter got knocked around by Shredder and tossed against walls, he also could have died, but then they brought him back with the...
Megan Fox should be dead throughout the entire... Like, even with the truck going down,
I give up with, like, humans just... kind of like the Marine with John Cena. You just see the bullet holes and like, well, you should be dead. Like, you see these things. I just expect, like, okay, well, fine. They survived. I think that Megan Fox was good when the action was happening. I think she thrives in those, like, Transformers.
I think those reactions she has are good. But when she's just talking, it's like...
If the scene just, like, is driven by her and she's, like, having just a conversation trying to bring the movie, like, when she's talking to a roommate, when she's... Yeah. Like, it's just like, you are not carrying this scene at all.
Like, I liked Whoopi Goldberg. I always thought, if I was going to put somebody as, like, a leader in a newsroom, I was like, I thought that was
perfect. I didn't even know she was in the film, and I was so happy, because she did her, even though she's only in it for, like, five minutes max, she did really well in her part.
But I didn't like, literally, they focused more on Will Arnett and Megan Fox chemistry than they did with the Turtles, which I thought, it's because, like, I would have liked to have, like, maybe a little... Again, I don't know. And even when they said Cowabunga, I did like the callback. But I thought it was going to be Cowabunga, then they kick ass. But literally, it's Cowabunga, and the Shredder kicks their ass.
Right.
I was like, I thought it would be a cool moment. But, all right, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? That's what we do every episode.
On a scale of 1 to 10. You do yours first.
Really? All right. Let's see. For the director trying
What's 5? What is 5, by the way?
1 is total trash, 10 is perfection.
And then 5 is what?
Like, middle ground.
Like, if it was on TV, would I turn it on and watch it? Is that, like, 5? Alright.
But I give it a 1 for, like, the director tried really hard to keep true to the original. You could tell it got set back, because this is, like, multi-million dollar movie, big time. And you can tell, like, them getting overdrawn by that with, like, the story, like, the effects are eventually overdo the storytelling if they get too involved with the, which they did, which brought down a lot. Acting wasn't that good. I have to give it, I'll give it a
10's the best, the 1's the worst.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll give it a 3.5.
You give it a 3.5.
Just give me that 0.5 because I'm really that low. I love Turtles.
You didn't like it that, like, you wouldn't buy it.
I'm gonna buy it, but I don't know. It's just really tough because literally the CGI gave me such a headache because they're moving so fast. But and I would have liked if that this would be totally out there, but I would have liked, what's his name, Sarks. I would have liked if, like, the whole movie is like, it's all about thinking, it's all about the brain, and then, like, he turned
out Sherlock-esque.
Yeah, I thought it would have been cool if, like, this is totally, I think he would have ended up being, I think his name is Crank or something, the brain inside the bell. I thought they, like, he would have put it in
if
a robot.
If they do more movies and they, like, bring that aspect back,
if they did
I'd
that
really
where it's like the
it.
Face doesn't have to be on the brain,
right.
But if it's just his brain inside his belt and, like, he's walking around and it's, like, robotic or something like that. I thought that would have brought back, but you can tell they tried, but I really don't want to bring it that low just because it's Turtles, but I started thinking about, like, I literally just saw Secret of the Ooze, like, a month ago, and the original. The very first one, it's not that good, but the Secret of the Ooze is phenomenal, and it outbeats us like crazy, and just the fact that it's literally giant puppets, and I still think it's better than this one.
I think the script in that one is way better.
Yeah, it's like there's downtime, there's everything. When they fight, they're not even using CGI. They're fighting.
Right. That's a big thing that I don't like, the guns with the foot idea. I would have liked more martial arts from the foot. The fact that they just rely on the guns most of the time just kills it for me. But, hey,
but,
I'm a martial arts film guy.
I mean, I gotta stick with a 3.5.
I'm giving it a 5. Give it a 5. Yeah. I think that the fight scenes were good enough for me that I was surprised with Shredder and Splinter. I think the Turtles were well scripted in their parts. I saw it's kind of like subtle undertones. I understood that they were teenagers and the brother aspect isn't really there. Like, don't show the emotion like Raphael did at the end. Yada, yada. I get that aspect.
I thought they captured the teenage thing good.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I was a teenager, I'd do that.
Would I buy it? Absolutely not. Would I watch it again? I'll probably watch it again when it's on TV or something like that. See, or if it's on Netflix, the only I'll fast forward to the good parts.
I'm not probably not going to buy it if they don't have bonus features and if there's not a director's cut. Because I really want to see a director's cut to see if they actually did do downtime and they cut it out for some reason or something or whatever. But I'm probably going to buy the combo pack if they have it. If it's just solely the movie with language subtitles or whatever, I'm probably not going to get it. But you give it a 5?
I give it a 5.
I give it a 3. So there's Ninja Turtles, guys.
If I do other reviews, you'll get a gauge of how I rate things. Yeah. But I'd give that a 5.
But how's your life going?
Life's good.
Tell you sent me a shitty wedding invitation for your dumbass wedding.
I'm getting married.
Yeah, we're having a party in a court.
No, we're having a party. It says courtroom. No, it says, where does it say courtroom?
It says, like, court, in the court of, in the courtroom.
Oh, no, it says 40 Agawam Court.
It's not a court?
Which is an address, kind of like 40 Agawam Street.
Whose house is it?
It's the her house. It's her parents' house, yeah.
Is she inviting people?
It's just a wedding party. It's my best man, Justin. You.
Well, that's perfect, because, like, I keep procrastinating me giving him his number. Because I'm dealing with people right now because of my OCD and depression and all that. But when I go there, it's like I'll have to say something, I guess. Yeah, and hopefully we get along and it's not like a my
her party
and
my party and then the parents.
How many people is she bringing?
Just her wedding. So it's, let me count this out. It's her two brothers, Matt and Mike, you, Christopher, and Justin. So that's 5. And then she has 5 girls. Tori.
What are the ages?
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Kristen.
Is her name Tuesday?
Her name Tuesday. Kara.
Is it like, was she born on a Tuesday? And Tori. Like, what do we call her? And they're like, yeah, I'm on Tuesday.
No. Tori, Kristen, Kara. Am I missing somebody?
She's
Catherine. And Catherine. Okay. That's the 5th one. Our sister is the 5th one. I totally forgot.
That's 5 and 5. To me, or are they young?
No, they're all, she's 23 and I'm 25.
Doesn't mean she wouldn't have a 5-year-old
sister. So she's got like a 26-year-old friend, she's got a 23-year-old friend, 24-year-old, we're all around this age. Yeah.
More for me. It's all about me, Sean.
No, I'm getting married, so I win.
Can you put off your wedding for like another year, come back to the house and just live with me, and then we could play games all the time, we could play Mario Kart, we could talk, I could watch you play video games.
She wants to buy like a Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64 so we can play old games.
Well, no, you can't do that because it's with me.
It's your thing? Yeah.
And then literally, because I'm planning on moving out next October, and when I move out, that's when you can have your wedding because everything will be good for me.
No.
You're not thinking about the main important in your life right now. That's me.
That's you. I apologize. I'll try to remember that.
You should. Like, when the priest is up there and he's like, do you take Mary Catherine to be your lawfully wedded wife? You should lean past her, look at your best man over here, and I'll be like, nod my head. And you'll be like, I do. And I'll be like, good. So, what else have you been doing?
Work.
Is that it?
Literally just, I play basketball on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, my thing is every Sunday I do this podcast with James, and I am either exercising or sleeping or working. That's it.
Yeah, I don't really go to the gym anymore, but apparently I've gotten bigger from playing basketball, according to people.
I guess, maybe the arms.
Maybe. I don't really pay attention, I get surprised.
Yeah. I don't know, the weight's coming off fast, though.
That's good.
Really fast.
Proud of you.
It should be, like, my deadline is, like, literally Christmas. Because I want to get my tattoo Christmas, too.
You're getting a tattoo?
I am.
That says Christmas?
No. That would be awesome, though. Just going to get it on my chest.
You pointed to your knees, and you were like, I'm getting my tattoo that says Christmas. I'm like, is he going to get Christmas on both his knees?
No, I'm getting the... I bring this up so much on the podcast, but I'm getting it right here. You know the soft part right here?
Mm.
I'm getting that Disney D.
It's
going right down here. But
ouch.
Yeah. So I mean,
are you ready for that kind of pain?
Yeah.
Alright.
Stop saying that. People there's so many mixed reviews at my work.
Well, there's certain spots that like hurt that when you get tattoos.
Well yeah, but we were talking about that too. One guy at my work said if you get it on the chest, it's gonna hurt. And then the other girl's like, nah, it doesn't hurt at all. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And
people, well, you can't ask girls and then guys. Ask guys.
Well, the guy said it hurt.
Yeah, it's
the
different body types.
Oh, okay. Well,
can't, like,
all right.
Boobs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, December 25th, I should be down to my normal weight.
Congratulations.
And
Merry Christmas.
End of October is when I get all my camera equipment in. Like, literally, it's a studio coming in to me.
Then how am I supposed to move
like,
back in?
Computer desk. I'll make room. I have a computer desk. I'm getting a Mac.
Hey,
like a 25-inch Mac. Well, it's perfect to edit on. And then I'm getting... I already have Final Cut. And I got an HD camera coming in, like a legit one.
Mm.
And then I'm getting a PC connection.
Oh, yeah. Weren't you supposed to do, like, shoots with models?
Yeah.
Did you do that already?
I have all the models selected, and I'm doing that. See, the thing is, I don't want to do it late October. And I can't do it November or December, I don't think, even though I'm pretty sure I'm, like, scheduled to do it with them in December.
Mm.
But it's going to be snowing, so I've got to try and find places, because I wanted to shoot outside for a lot of them, so it may take place after. But, I mean, I got that working for me, the photo shoots. I got the podcast, which I'm doing now, where it's coming along great.
Mm.
Short films, I start when the camera comes in. Music videos, I start when the camera comes in. And then the feature film, I'm going to try to start.
Do I get to dance in the music videos?
We'll see. I don't know if you're still good at dancing or not. I haven't seen you in so long. But, yeah, everything's coming together. It's just the time in between. I've been watching James Let Me Borrow Eastbound and Down, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is really funny. You should watch those shows. Especially It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I'm not a big fan of like, I watch Sherlock from BBC.
Yeah, I own all the seasons.
Which is awesome.
I've already seen. Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the, isn't it exciting that Moriarty may be coming back?
I mean, spoilers. Like, goodness gracious. Good
well,
thing.
Well, this is a spoiler-free show.
Spoiler-free means that there's no spoilers in it.
This is so spoiler not free. There's a price on this.
So much spoiler.
But
you're confusing people that no spoiler, spoiler-free.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, things are coming together. You're doing your stupid wedding, and...
Mostly just working. I mean, she's in control of a... She just asked me, hey, is this good? I say yes.
Yeah, that's not going to be me when I get... If I ever get married, I don't know if I will.
Good luck.
But I'm going to be, like, the wedding guy, because I'm all about wedding.
That'd be interesting, man.
Because I want to have it at Disney World so bad.
I don't care, which is the biggest thing. Like, she,
I think mom's gonna have a problem with that though, because she wants it to always be in a church or something like that. But I'm just like, I just want to do it at Disney World.
Yeah, I'm the guy that doesn't care. So like, yeah,
she didn't like the idea of me getting a tattoo either, because she said she's like, that's worship, and I'm like, I know.
That's worship.
I worship Disney like crazy.
That's funny.
Something like that. It's like idolizing or something. She said, but I don't know. All right, you gave Teenage Mutant Turtles a 5.
5.
I give it a 3.5. All right, guys. See you next week when I see Expendables 3 with James.
Peace. Chain reaction, living underground. It's a action. It's a shell of a town. Turtles count it off. Live by the code of the martial arts. Never fight unless someone else starts. Always stick together no matter what. If all else fails, then it's time to keep up. There's no one better. Watch out for Shredder. They're like no others. There's Teenage Brothers. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.